Out of Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Tom Jones as we talk about separation in just a moment.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample the more than 500 events and attractions all across our state. At Lavender Valley Acres near Apache, enjoy an atmosphere of peace and relaxation among the beautiful scents and colors of lavender. Walk through the lavender garden and then shop a wide selection of lavender products. Be sure and look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real growing adventure. Earlier this week, the Executive Committee of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board voted unanimously to call for a complete separation of the Federation of State Beef Councils from under the umbrella of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We've been talking with Tom Jones, Arkansas cattle producer and current vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, about this situation, and we wanted to get specific with him today about this concept of separation.
How separate does it need to be, keeping the working relationship that I'm hearing from our state beef councils that they want to see happen? They say that we need that a good working relationship with the major contractor in CBA.
And there's no reason that a separate independent federation working with CBB to formulate programs and formulate directions couldn't still contract with any policy organization that chose to do work for the checkoff. So this notion that the sky will fall or the world will come to an end if the structure is changed, I simply don't buy that.
In your mind, is the cost recovery only? I hear that from some of the federation people that say that very few groups are willing to step up because it's a cost recovery only. The NCBA is one of the few groups that really has done that in a large-scale fashion. Does that change any?
No. Well, cost recovery is the issue. Now any organization that contracts is certainly going to put in the normal overhead and those kind of costs into a project. So saying that the situation would change if the federation was moved out of NCBA and made independent. And let me say this. If we could have a checkoff that 90% of this industry right now has a problem with from a perception standpoint, come into a world where 90% of the people agreed with the checkoff because they knew it was run well and run above board and run clearly, if that cost of 1% of cost allocation or something is having an open and clear program not the best idea?
Chief of staff or CEO, a secretary or two, separate office location, is that enough?
I think that would satisfy a lot of people, and it would certainly move towards an understanding that this program can function quite well in that kind of structure.
Vice Chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Tom Jones, who says he's excited that several groups are indicating they're willing to work for a second dollar for the beef checkoff if separation happens. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.